as we said last week, the match down in Ennis last summer was always going to be a tough encounter. And I have to say, for long, long, long parts of that match, Kildare were playing second fiddle, they were playing catch-up. It really didn't look well for them. It went into the 71st minute, they were still trailing by 3 points. Now, in fairness to them, they played a lot better in the second half than the first half. The first half, they were very static. I don't know what it was, but they just weren't. Any time Clare ran at them, they seemed to be in trouble. They were in at half-time, they were trailing 11 points to 7. They lifted their game a long way, a lot, in the second half. Then they lost Ben McCormack to a second yellow card. That was in the 58 minutes, so they were down to 14. Soon after that, they seemed to get into the game. They scored a couple of lovely points. The crowd got behind them, a huge crowd from Kildare down there over the weekend. They scored some, probably, I suppose, the next 7 or 8 minutes was probably the best football they played this year. And they started shooting. Now, they had to shoot from range. Granted, there was two frees for Neil Flynn. That were close in. Our Neil also got 2 points from play, and then a brilliant equalising point from Dan Flynn, and then the winner came when Dan Flynn was fouled. A bit of a controversial circumstance, but the referee was adamant that it was a free in, and Neil Flynn knocked it over, and the final whistle arrived. So I mean, one point win, 16 points to 15. You'll take it any day of the week down there. You'd have to look at more than just the result of the match, though. You'd have to look at the way Kildare played, and there's still a huge amount of improvement. And I mean, you're coming up against a Derry team, unbeaten, 3-0-3, Ulster champions, flying high. Saw their manager Rory Gallagher came all the way down last Sunday to Ennis to keep an eye on Kildare and Clare. And I can tell you one thing: for long periods of that match, he said it's not going to be a terrible lot of problems here.
Yeah.
When we meet next week. But having said that, that has to give Kildare a bit of a boost in confidence. I don't know what the start team will be. We probably won't know until close to the throwing time. There might be one or two changes again. There's a couple of one or two lads they're worried about with injuries. So we just have to see how they fare out.
Right, it is going to be a tough game, Tommy. As you say, Derry really, you know, flying high at the moment after winning the Ulster Championship, 3 wins from 3, and they're top of Division 2. And I've seen some of their games over the last year or so, and, you know, they're good at what they do. I can't imagine it's going to be a very high-scoring game at the weekend, and it's going to be a different kind of opposition and a different kind of set that Kildare are going to come up against.
Absolutely. And, I mean, Derry are a defensive side. And you say they're a defensive side, but still, last day out, they gave Mead a fair trimming. 215 is a great score. No, I thought Mead were very poor. Derry are inclined to pack their defence and break at speed and break at a really, really pace. And it's a problem that Kildare teams have been having. I've said it here a couple of Fridays in a row, as it was, that Kildare teams over the years have struggled against packed defences. And not just under Glenn Ryan and his management team over the last number, you can go back 3, 4, 5 years, and Kildare seem to have a problem with packed defences that breaking them down. We're not creating goal chances, which is worrying as well. The clean sheet was always welcome last week. It's always nice to keep a clean sheet. Overall, I thought the defence, after a kind of a shaky first 20 minutes or 30 minutes maybe, they settled down, they played well in the second half. If they can keep it tight, and it will have to be tight, but they're going to have to break. And you see, the problem is when Kildare break, unlike other teams, when Kildare break, everybody doesn't break. They still keep numbers back, and so there might be a couple of you take Derry. When Derry break, everybody breaks with them. The whole 6 defenders break along with their midfielders. When Kildare break, all the players don't attack. They're trying to keep a couple of lads back, which means that it's very, very difficult because you're going up against a bigger number of defenders. So that's just the way Kildare play at the minute, and we'll have to wait and see. I wouldn't be without hope now. I mean, Derry will be going into this one hot favourites. I think they're 2-5 and Kildare are 5-2, which that's the way Kildare like it. They like going in as the underdogs, and this will be actually the first match. Well, there would have been underdogs against Dublin, of course, but there were hot favourites last week and the week before. And it's something probably the players don't. It's probably more supporters probably look at that kind of thing rather than players. Hopefully it is anyway.